Get it going.
Happy.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? What's good? What's good? What's good? This is another segment of Ray's Podcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm glad y'all here for the debate because this is something that's been going on since this weekend. We had the top shooting list. D. Wade, Ray Allen, top shooting guards of all time. We'll get into that. I know some of y'all are feeling good because y'all got y'all stimulus check coming soon.
Chill.
Use your money wisely. Use it wisely. But enough of the fun and games. To the right of me, what left of me, whatever. Jay Sherm Ricks, what's up, Sherm? How you feeling today?
Nah. Let me say this. I don't put no name in front of mine when it comes to team, but I'm team today. So introduce me as SB1 Sports Media, Team Ray Allen.
Okay. Okay.
That's my introduction. That's who I am today. That's where I'm going with.
I heard
we live right now.
You gotta say to introduce yourself, Team Ray Allen, SB1 Sports.
Team Ray Allen.
All right. Above him with the Carolina shirt on. Hopefully we get the dub today against Notre Dame. Please don't book us one. D Month. Do I have to say Team D Wade for you, or is just we be Month today?
I'm team facts today. I'm team let's make sense today.
I hope you ain't got a bunch of numbers.
I got whatever you need. Sherm, for this.
I hope you're not touching numbers because that's not even gonna match up for you.
Okay. We can
And the man chilling right
above me, sitting back and relaxed. Shout out to his team.
Nah, ain't no relaxing tonight.
Just to catch everybody up, this past weekend I posted the top 10 shooting guards of all time, and I didn't think the conversation was gonna go how it went. You know what I'm
call
saying?
Him Patriots fit.
But you know what? You gonna at the end of this show, you gonna say Ray Allen is it. That's what you're after this show, trust.
So just to catch everyone up, I posted the top 10 shooting guards of all time. Had Michael Jordan at one, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Allen Iverson, Jerry West, James Harden, Clyde Drexler, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, and George Gervin, the Iceman. I spoke on the Iceman. Sherm said something about Ray Allen. Then Brandon said something about D Wade. And then after that,
What was said was, I said, I don't care nothing about no logo.
Which is Jerry West.
I said, I don't care nothing about no logo. He's too high. And I hope that Austin, that's the guy. Is that the 2K guy? Somebody was the 2K guy. But we're not going to go there. I am going to go there. But we're going to continue on.
Well, look, man, we're about to jump right into it, man.
Let's go.
Ray Allen, okay. Sherm, the floor is yours.
Now, the floor not mine because, again,
you're not a shooting guard.
The floor is not mine.
What you talking about, Gat? Hold on. Rashard, what you talking about? He's not a shooting guard. Who not a two guard? D Wade?
I got it. What'd he say? He's not even a shooting guard.
The gist of the conversation, it came to a point where
Jerry West. Oh, okay.
It came to a point where Brandon was in our production meeting acting like Ray Allen shouldn't be in a conversation with D Wade. And I said, that's what started it. So let's not all this numbers, let's throw this out the door. Let's get to it. So the yours, Brandon, not mine.
No,
because I can start it.
We're not about to do that.
I started off.
We can go anywhere with it. Brandon does not believe the Ray Allen should be in the same conversation as.
Whoa!
Let me speak.
Because Sherm has been speaking for me all week. So let me speak for myself, since we all here today.
Let's hear it.
And we can go back. We have receipts. Ray Allen is a top 10 shooting guard.
We can all agree.
All right, let me speak. And then I'm going to give you the floor, and then I'll respond. He is a top 10 shooting guard of all time. Great player. But when we are comparing him to Dwayne Wade, you started this off by saying you're taking Ray Allen over Dwayne Wade.
I will. Any day all day.
I'm going to let you finish everything you got to say. Hold on, Sherm.
I would say Ray Allen over Dwayne Wade. You want me to speak?
I'm going to speak.
Go ahead.
Speak. You said that Ray Allen was over Dwayne Wade.
I said I would take.
Listen.
Sherm, when I said the floor was yours, you ain't want to speak, so now let Brandon
this is barbershop talk. We're not going to do the political talks. We're going to talk it out. We're going to argue our debates. Now, it ain't no floor. This is an open floor. It's an open floor. We're not going to do that tonight.
So go ahead and say what you got to say.
This is open floor. Because it ain't nothing else to talk about. It's an open floor. I said I'll take Ray Allen over D-Wade any day, all day. And you said, you was acting like that was a crazy conversation.
Listen, you didn't even hear what I said in person. I said, hell no. That's what I said in person.
That's what I just said.
I didn't even say the message. When I saw that shit, I said, hell, my fault for cussing.
Again.
I looked at my phone. And I just started laughing and said, hell no. But go ahead and say what you want to say. We're not gonna do the regular.
I'll wait for you to talk. Let's just have the conversation.
All right, so we're all understanding.
We're all understanding. Sip on your drink and get ready, because we're gonna have a conversation.
But we all understand that Dwayne Wade is better, right? That's not even a question.
The only thing Ray Allen did better than Dwayne Wade was shoot the ball.
Are you serious?
That's why I need the videos, right? Run the video. That's why I need the videos. Because it's obvious. None of y'all seen Ray in his prime.
I did. And I don't care nothing about Ray. I don't care about Ray's three seasons. Can we get the video, Ray? What did D-Wade do better? Play the video. Hold on, everybody relax.
Play the video.
This is what Sherm.
So we can see Ray Allen have one of three career dunks. I don't care about
that. Relax over here.
Man, bro.
That's right.
It ain't got technical difficulties right now. The video look like it ain't going.
Yeah, out your mind, bro. They ain't calling him. Again, who are we talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. Yeah. Let's go back to he got game. Jesus Shuttleworth. One, because his jump shot was smoother than Jesus walking on water. That's why they and he was athletic and got to the hole. That's why I wish Ray could play so we can hit for the guys that came up in his era, in his era, played against him. I don't know what y'all was watching down in Carolina.
Let me ask you something.
Y'all not watching was right. Because y'all keep telling me, y'all the same ones. No, 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 no. Y'all the same ones who keep telling me Denver is the same player as Kyrie, which y'all are out y'all goddamn mind. We're not
doing all sit here and try to tell
all the way in. We are going to you all the way in.
Is that a worse take than Sean Kidd is better than LeBron?
Get the political. Get all the political mess.
There ain't nothing political.
I don't know what y'all was watching down in Carolina.
Sure. There ain't nothing political.
I don't care. You are tweaking.
You are tweaking. You let me know when Ray Allen. You let me know when Ray Allen was ever good enough to be a Finals MVP his third year in the league. You can shut all that shit.
Who did he play with?
I don't know what you talking about.
Who did he play with?
You let me know when he was ever close to something like that.
Don't give me no accolades. Don't give me no accolades.
Who did he play with?
Who did he play for? Who did he play with?
What are you playing for?
If Shaq can't go there, he wasn't getting nothing.
Go ahead, yo. Go ahead.
He wasn't getting nothing.
So then what's Ray getting? What's Ray getting without KD?
Didn't go there. He wasn't getting nothing. Stop.
What's Ray getting? What's Ray getting without KG? Then
what's Ray getting without KG?
What is Ray getting without KG?
We're not doing that today.
What is Ray getting without KG? Answer all of y'all.
Because fans, even you, you ain't seen. You
answer the question.
See,
what is he getting without KG? What is Ray getting without KG?
Listen again.
What is he getting?
We gonna stop this. We're not gonna do this today.
What is he getting?
Just tell me
what he's getting without KG.
This today, because Wade wouldn't have won nothing if he ain't have a Shaq. Wade wouldn't have won nothing if he ain't convinced Bron and Bosh to come play with him. He wouldn't have won nothing. Finish it. Because he did nothing without him. That's why he tried to go hook up with Bron back in Cleveland.
I got one question. I just got one thing. I'll let you go, Faith.
You're not doing that. I'm not letting
you go.
Wait, Faith.
Sherm, I just got one question. That's all you had to say.
For the first time, I took notes. I got notes too. So however y'all want to do it, if y'all want to do goddamn numbers, we can do numbers.
At the end of the day, it ain't got nothing to do with numbers. I'm not a numbers guy, but I know how y'all roll.
So I got numbers too.
We can talk about numbers all you want. So if you're talking about numbers, then Klay Thompson is better.
Listen though.
You can yell the rest of the show. It ain't gonna make you right.
No. Sherm, I want you to keep what you're saying that makes Ray Allen better than Dwayne Wade.
He had three careers. Working, get into the rack. That's why I wanted that video. That's when Whammy and I dudes. He wasn't just no jump shooter. He just wasn't no 3-point shooter. He just was a mid-range guy. He got to the rack when he was in Seattle and walking in Seattle. He was getting to the rack. Then when he went to Boston, that's his second career. But he was like, okay, I got some guys around me. I don't need the ball in my hand. I'm skilled enough.
And the third one is when he came in. Let me finish.
The second part of his career is when he went to the back. The second career in Boston, where he was able to say, "All right, I'm skilled enough. I don't need the ball in my hand all the time. I can step up off the ball, and just feed off and work within the office and still get mine." Then when he got your guy a championship, because don't forget. He wouldn't have got that chip without that man spotting up, being clutch. He was clutch his whole career.
Don't do that.
They won, even in Connecticut, when he beat Ray Allen in the Big East tournament.
Don't do that.
Career.
So if you going on, so if you going on what you said.
Let's go there, because I was there.
So if you going off of what you saying, that's what makes Ray Allen better than Dwayne Wade.
He's a better all around player. You can't say he's tall.
Listen, this is what I always do. This is what I always do and how I prove my points to people. If that is how you were saying he is better than Dwayne Wade, then Ray Allen ain't
even coming. You can't even bring the numbers argument
up. You won't even let me finish. I'm about to give you a whole other thing. I'm about to give you a whole other thing. Then Ray Allen ain't even touching Klay Thompson. If that's what we're talking about. Did he not touch Klay Thompson? If
you want to talk about better ball handlers, all the time in three-pointers.
He's not touching Klay Thompson.
Who's the leader all time?
I'm using your logic.
No way out of goddamn list.
We're not doing accolades.
Who is the leader all time three pointers? It's Ray Allen.
We're not doing accolades, remember? That's what you told me.
It ain't no accolade. It's a fact. It's in the record books. Right now, as we speak, who is the leader in three pointers?
It's Ray Allen. Ray Allen
all time.
So which one of them was finals MVP then? Since we asking accolades, which one was finals MVP?
You're talking about accolades. I'm talking about numbers. You're saying he's not on Klay level when it comes to shooting? Who's the leader all time? Who's the leader all time?
You brought up accolades.
But it's not the same weight level as Kyrie.
All right, so where I'm getting at from why Sherm brung up that you said Klay is a better shooter, and then he said, I got you. I'm gonna say what I gotta say so both of y'all can understand. First of all, Sherm, you said no accolades. Everybody heard this on camera. He said no accolades when he first talked about Dwayne Wade. That's what he said.
That's not an accolade. The fact that Ray Allen is
a ring is an accolade.
He's leading the league all time. And that's not accolades is MVP, All-Stars, and all that other crap. These are facts.
So a championship.
I don't know where era y'all come from. Accolades is the fact that this man has more three-pointers than anybody in the goddamn league to this day.
All right, so a finals MVP is not an accolade?
That's an accolade, yeah. I never disputed that. I'm talking about He put up Klay.
So you agree that a finals, NBA finals, is an accolade. So So Ray Allen having the most threes all time, is that also
That's not a goddamn accolade, man.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's a fact.
Okay, and the fact of the matter is Dwayne Wade has a finals MVP.
You know why? Because people can choose.
No.
We aren't going to do this bullshit, Ray. Somebody can choose who's the MVP.
Or you just average 40 and that's what happens.
3-point shots.
Or you just average 40 time. And that's what happens.
No. Listen, you cannot choose who's the leader in 3-point shots. You can't. That's a fact.
Yes, he is.
That's a fact. I don't give a damn. Y'all can go with what y'all friends say. I'm saying it's a straight.
I don't know who Gat is.
You cannot choose.
I've never met Gat a day in my life.
The most three pointers. You all can't I'm choose that.
If you use the logic that you use to say that Ray Allen is better than Dwayne Wade, then I can take that same logic that you use and say Klay Thompson is better than Ray Allen.
Y'all not twisting it up today. You tell me what part of Wade's game is better than Ray Allen's?
Everything but shooting. Right. Everything.
If you really saw Ray Allen, you saw that he got to the cup all the way.
I know he got to the cup.
Let's get to the bucket.
I know he got to the cup, but he didn't get there like D. Wade. I know he got to the rim.
Y'all gotta be out y'all goddamn mind. That shows that y'all haven't really watched this man since.
So Ray Allen is a better finisher.
Since he was in Connecticut, since he's got drafted and since he moved on. That's so what I said one thing to the video. Right, that's why I wanted the video.
That's why I wanted the video. I'm not getting into a shouting match though, like though. But listen, this is all I'm going to say. This is all I'm going to say. People who have played the game, and if you've even watched it to a close degree, you understand when a guy has it. Like I'm talking it, quotation mark it. There's guys.
So you want to say Jay Allen didn't have it?
Wait. There are guys. There are guys who are skilled. We all know guys who are skilled.
Listen, man. If you were born from 95 to 2006, what gives us a career as far as prime? 10 to 12 years, right? 10 to 12 years. Give you
depends
a prime.
Who you are. Yeah, depends who you are.
Depends
yeah.
who you are. So y'all not gonna sit here and tell me if you were born in fucking 95 to 2006, you saw Randy's prime. Get the hell out of here. I'm not buying that. We're not doing that shit tonight. We taking a day. We taking a day.
All right, let me speak. Because really, like I was talking to somebody about this earlier. Like Ray Allen can dribble, can pass. You feel me? I don't think he's a better defender than Dwayne Wade, but
I wasn't even gonna go there.
I know. Wait. But Ray Allen can play defense too. But if I'm
hold on, wait.
It's not
that early, man. That's bull. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead.
All I'm just saying is, obviously Ray Allen's a better shooter than him. You feel me? They both can score, but Ray Allen's never averaged as much as him. I'm not now, Brandon. Earlier, you said that a player that has it, I'm not gonna.
I didn't even get into it. I didn't even get to finish what I said. What I'm saying, and I'm not saying Ray Allen doesn't have it, because obviously you get in the league and you're a multi-time all-star, you have it. But what I'm saying, when you can get to the NBA finals,
know the games. Dwayne,
you can get to the NBA finals and average 35 and your Nets leading score is 12 points and you can win an NBA finals game, I mean, not a game, a series, that's a different level that most
people have. He had Shaq by his side. He had GP by his side. He had White Chocolate by his side. He had solid veterans by his side. Like, come on. They gave him the keys. Like, Let's talk about all the years in the playoffs when he scored under 10 points.
Term, I agree with you. I agree with you that he had all of those veterans by him, but did he not earn it? 36
points. But again, we all play ball, and if we play ball, we know if you're given the ultra green light to do what you do, and you know the game, young fella, go ahead and do what you do.
But at the end of the day,
I'm pretty sure he took more shots than all of them. But again, put him in a situation where Ray Allen was when he, wait, let's talk about again the facts. Where came into
you don't want to talk about the facts.
No, we're talking about the facts. Ray Allen came into the league.
You're talking up for people.
Because again, you're not talking about nothing. You're not talking about nothing. You just want to talk about numbers. When Ray Allen came into the league.
I ain't said nothing about numbers.
When Ray Allen came into the league, he ran up against a Jordan and then his run.
Then he wasn't even in his prime when Jordan ran into.
Then he what?
He was not even in his prime in 98.
Again, listen to what I was saying.
The last time we saw Mike,
you have a problem.
He was drafted in 96. It was not in his prime.
What I said, young man, is he came into the league during the time when Jordan
with no chance of winning.
Are you listening?
He had no chance of winning.
Jordan was ending his era. Then he had to run up against, after Jordan got done with his era, he had to run up against a San Antonio team and Laker teams who were starting their era.
Period. You gotta make it to the finals to get to them.
Listen, man.
You didn't make it to the finals to get to them.
The problem with y'all generation, y'all don't like to listen. Y'all only see what y'all know. You can keep picking at the comments. I don't care about the comments. I was there.
You gotta make sense.
I seen it with this. I'm making hella sense. I seen it with this. I don't care about the comment because all the comments is probably people your age.
They make snow
in this prime. So I don't care about the comments.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm gonna tell you, Brandon. Brandon, you said that he need to make it to the finals. You do know that Milwaukee
Bullshit.
You do know Milwaukee went to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost to AI, right?
Bullshit. No. Listen. He said they had to get past the Lakers and the Spurs.
No,
I'm saying you can't even play them until you make the finals.
Twist my words.
They didn't hold him back from winning the championship because he did not make it that far.
I said, see, because you're not listening. You're not listening. I said he came in the league when Jordan was finishing his run. Then it was in the he had to go up against. I didn't say nothing about no finals or Eastern Conference or nothing. I said it was in the league. Listen, if you want to understand what I'm saying, you have to listen. It was in the
I'm not
league.
Listening to somebody it was not in,
that's because you don't want to know. You don't want to know what you don't know. You don't want to know what you don't know because you was probably still in Pampers.
whatever you need you to say to make yourself feel mother. Better.
You
nobody believes Ray Allen's better than
Dwayne
Wade.
You still in Pampers, nobody. Sipping on your mother nipples. Now, if you want to know what went down, you need to listen. If you want to know what that went down, you need to listen.
Give him Brandon.
You want to know what happened?
You listen. I know he didn't want when you were talking. He cut you off.
Man, what are you doing? That we want this barbershop.
Tell me to listen.
Sherman, since he don't know, let him know. It ain't no political correctness. It's not about political being nothing. Let him know what's up.
Next week we can do political correct.
All this yelling just to make no sense.
Again, when Ray was in his prime, you were still in Pampers sipping on your mother nipples.
Right. Because you know me and you know how old I am and you understand that I wasn't watching my favorite player at the same time, Allen Iverson, do him dirty. I wasn't old enough to understand that Ray, my favorite player at the time, Allen Iverson, was doing the
Milwaukee. What was you, six?
I wasn't old enough.
You know what?
I wasn't old enough. I wasn't old enough. You're the same guy that tells me Sean Kemp is better than LeBron James. You're trying to switch the conversation. Being old does not make you smart.
You can keep picking over at the comments to try to get.
I don't care. You think Sean Kemp is better than LeBron? We have nothing to talk about. We have nothing to talk about.
You're trying to twist my words.
Stay on the topic. I'm cool with it. My point is we have somebody that clearly is making stuff in his head to make his argument feel better.
How old was you in 2000?
Old enough.
You sucking on your mother nipples.
We stay on the topic. How old were you? Nobody believes. Old enough to still be up here. I respect that.
Since you was 4 years old and knew what 5 or 6 years old and knew what was going on, I bow down because you're a great basketball. You're up there with LeBron. Photographic memory.
Yeah, apparently Sean Kemp is better.
Why are you bringing LeBron and Kemp into the conversation? We're not talking about them.
Because logic is logic, and you haven't made sense since the podcast started.
We're not talking about that. We're not going to switch the conversation. Stay on topic.
The topic is anybody who knows basketball understands that Dwayne Wade's better than Ray Allen.
And it's
not the people you cast out. Not the people you cast out to sit in the comments and make you feel special about the topic.
No. This is what's obvious. If you didn't see Ray Allen playing his prime, and you're speaking on the fact that Wade is better than Ray Allen in prime, you talking out your ass because you ain't seen that, man. And you just talking to be talking. I'm
well,
not.
Well, you're convinced. I gave you credit because you're a Miami fan.
So I expect you to be. And when you start talking about what you don't know, I gotta check you.
Well, you ain't checking shit. You don't know what I know.
I gotta check
you. I'm telling you straight up.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You're not checking shit. We done already been through this. Man, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You don't know anything about me. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You're fronting in front of all these people, but we already know.
I ain't fronting in front of nobody.
I don't got to get up.
My joint started lagging bad. I was like, damn, bro.
All right, so look. There's been a lot of comments that have been going on, and I want to ask you this, Sherm, because somebody finally asked a good question. Is Ray Allen ever considered a top five?
No.
Hell no.
Is he what?
Not you, Brandon. I'm asking
you. What is what?
He said, is Ray Allen ever considered a top five shooting guard?
Hell yeah!
Okay, so name the five.
Why not?
Name the five.
Why not? Who's in front of him? You tell me who's in front of him.
Got you, Michael Jordan.
That's obvious.
Kobe Bryant.
And y'all is not a point guard, so don't tell. And Ray, I'm not gonna expose what you said.
I'm not the two.
Go ahead. I'm not going to expose what you said privately, but go ahead. AI is not a point guard. I mean, he's not a two guard. He's a point guard, but go ahead.
He didn't play the one.
No. The only time he didn't play the one was when Eric Snow was on his goddamn
Eric Snow. I'm going to bring it
up. Y'all talking about something that y'all was like, Ray, you was 3 years old.
Disrespect.
Damn. Stop the bullshit. Stop the bullshit.
Okay, fine. He was not considered a goddamn two guard. Okay, so we got Michael Jordan and we got Kobe Bryant. So is Ray Allen better than James Harden?
You motherfucking right, yeah.
Is he better than Clyde Drexler?
You motherfucking right, yeah.
Man, get me the fuck out of here, man.
Here's my problem. None of y'all seen Clyde play.
I saw Clyde on the decline.
I'm gonna get up here and tell me Clyde.
I saw Clyde on the decline.
Clyde was athletic as hell, but he couldn't shoot to save his goddamn life.
I saw Clyde on the decline. I saw him on the decline.
Clyde was again. So y'all can't tell me about what y'all didn't see. Yeah. I seen Clyde in his prime.
I saw him on the decline. Yeah.
What you saw in the decline was a fuck.
I saw him on the decline. I saw him with the Rockets.
He had one goddamn hand. He couldn't shoot. He was super athletic. Yeah. But as far as an all-around player, no.
Let me ask you this. Is Ray better than Klay Thompson?
What?
Is he better than Klay Thompson?
Yeah, he's better than Klay Thompson.
What does he do better than Klay?
As of right now, you said no to everybody. We got Jordan and Kobe. Is Ray Allen better than Tracy
McGrady? He wasn't really a fucking. He ain't up. We already discussed. Hold. First of all, we
no
all
Ray. No
the
Ray.
The same clown hey, that said, "No." It's the way with the, now because y'all didn't want to answer. We're not gonna get on. We're not gonna get on live. And y'all gonna make no. Ray, don't give me the. Not, I said the same thing because the same clown that got on your comment and said what? Ray Allen not even better than the T-Mac. Ray is not better than the T-Mac. Stop the bullshit. We're not doing that today. We're not doing. Wade is not better than T-Mac. Period.
Is he better than Ginobili? Is he?
What you said? I didn't hear.
Listen. My answer is yes. Period. Yes. Ginobili. Don't even just say Ginobili because Buckley was screaming his goddamn name.
You're talking
about a career guy that came off the goddamn bench.
So what? What does
that mean? Get the hell out of here, man. I ain't
going with that. Oh, all
right, so I'm cool because I already know that I'm on the outside with it. I'm only
no, cool. I'm asking cool. you a question. I didn't. I'm so cool. Ray Allen better than Vince Carter?
Vince Carter wasn't a two guard.
Well, what the hell was he?
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, we are talking to somebody.
I say hell motherfucking yeah. He was better than Vince Carter on any goddamn day.
So what's your list, sir? Can we hear your list? Or are you just going to keep rambling about nothing?
I'm telling you what it is.
Can we get your list?
Don't worry about my list. I'm telling you what it is. Don't worry about my list. I'm telling because I told y'all.
You're not giving us the list, though.
I let y'all do lists.
Because he knows.
I don't do lists.
This is the most entertainment episode ever.
I don't do lists, and I told y'all that before. I don't do lists.
I know that, Sheriff. I'm not mad with you saying that Ray Allen's in your top five. I just want to know what you're listening.
I don't have a goddamn list, and I told y'all that 18 episodes ago. I don't do lists. And I don't,
you don't do anything that make much sense.
One thing I understand, I don't give a shit about the comments because I'm smart enough to know what a demographic is. I'm smart enough to know, and that's why I said about you doing a poll, Ray.
I don't just know about that.
People that you're polling is saw Ray in his prime.
I get what you're saying. I get
meaning,
what you're saying.
Meaning college, early NBA, when he really physically matured about 26, 27, 28. It came into his own. If you didn't see that, I don't even have a conversation with you. I'm doing this for the podcast because it's entertaining. That's it. But if you haven't seen that man during those stages, I don't even really want to talk to you.
Oh my gosh.
Because it ain't nothing that y'all can tell me.
I believe it is a debate. I'm not saying it's not a debate.
It is. We going. That's why.
I believe it's a debate.
The hell with the political stuff. I'm going in today.
You believe what is it? I believe what is the debate, right?
I'm going in.
Let me say this.
Gloves are off. I'm going in.
No.
You believe what is the debate, right?
Hold on, for real. I didn't even get to speak my side. I believe it's a debate. I don't think you should have said that they're not in the same. Like, you shouldn't put Ray Allen and Dwayne Wade in the same sentence. I agree with Sherman on that, but
Ray, where did I say that?
It's not even
Sherman is making up whatever he wants in his head. Because I guess when you get to a certain age, it's acceptable to do that. You just start making up what you want to hear and what you want to believe.
I'm gonna tell you, call your uncle, call your father, and have them have a conversation with me.
I'm telling you what I know.
Call your uncle, call your father, have them have a conversation with you.
They all holding.
You should have called your uncle. You should have called your father.
They're all old and dumb too.
You should have had a conversation with your uncle, your father, maybe your grandfather, but you should have had a conversation with them before you came and talked to me.
I'm done talking to the 80s babies for multiple reasons. I'm done talking to the 80s babies for multiple reasons.
It sounds funny, but
I'm done talking to the 70s and 80s babies for multiple reasons.
But that's what you should have talked to your father or your uncle and had a conversation with them.
I'm done talking to the 80s babies for a reason. the 70s and 80s babies for a reason. What you got to say, Ray? What you got to say, Ray?
It sounds cute, but you sound stupid.
I understand.
That's what you got to say, Ray. I'd rather be young and stupid than old and dumb.
That's why you don't know nothing.
I'd rather be young and stupid than old and dumb.
That's why you don't know nothing. That's why you don't know nothing, because you don't listen.
Brandy, you gotta relax on the 80s babies though. Like, you gotta ease up.
That's why you don't, because you don't listen.
The early 80s,
there we go. Yeah,
that's why you don't know nothing.
My bad, brother.
That's why you don't know nothing.
And I don't even care. It was clear out in the streets by the time you came around, brother. It was good.
Let me go back.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
Like, Brandon in the comments, Brandon in our text, you did say that. You did.
You was trying to pull it down.
I can't pull it up right here because I don't have it uploaded to right here. But you
maybe
did.
We'll bring it up.
Yeah, we'll bring it up. But you gotta
also bring in the fact when I said Ray Allen was a top 10 shooting guard. I just think Wade is better
definitively. Go ahead, Ray.
I'm done listening to that era.
Got you.
It's major reasons why I'm done listening to him.
Brandon, relax.
That's the reason why you sound silly now.
Go ahead.
It's my turn to go.
That's why you sound silly now.
All I'm saying is, I believe it is a debate. Now, if you want to have Dwayne Wade over Ray Allen, that's fine, because I have Dwayne Wade over Ray Allen. That's fine. But for you to say it's not a debate, I think that's very disrespectful. That's all I'm going to
okay.
say.
Okay. We can debate anything. We come down to the same conclusion.
We have a lot of things on the podcast where we agree to disagree. Prime example, Brandon. I'm going to just use it for right now, but we're not going to go deep into it. My Dallas take. You don't agree with that. I like that. I'm not mad that you don't like that though, but that's my opinion. But
I don't think any of us agree with you, Ray.
What about Dallas? Yeah, I'm not even getting into that.
But listen. That's even a worse debate than D Wade and Ray Allen. I'm saying we can debate Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen. That's cool. But when it all boils down to three or four people on this podcast who so happen to be the youngest. And when you did this poll, what was the poll? 90% of the people picked D Wade, old and young. But again, we don't know nothing because we were in 2000 sucking on tits. We don't know what we were talking about.
If you were in Pampers and sucking on your mother nipples with black in your mouth, you didn't see Ray Allen as prime. That's the only fact.
I was too busy watching a generation. Never mind. We ain't even gonna get into it. Go ahead, Ray.
Hold on, for real, Austin. I'm being so serious. I believe it's a debate.
He might have been the same one that said some other crazy stuff.
Let me get on Austin. You believe it's a debate, but like Dwayne Wade over Ray Allen. I believe Dwayne Wade's better than Ray Allen, but I still believe it's a debate.
That's what you told me, right? So Ray folded, or I got the receipt right here. Show the receipt.
Gotta take it with a grain of salt.
Hey, I always talk bad about.
Is that what we gonna do?
I don't talk bad about Dwayne Wade, but I say there's plenty of games Dwayne Wade had folded. He has, but everybody folded. LeBron folded. That's what my when I talk about Dwayne Wade, I don't like the way how Dwayne Wade he did his thing with the Spurs, but LeBron did his thing with Dallas. I've always said that. I've always said that.
And I agree. I agree with that. Is that what you told me? Yes, it's a debate. I never said I got Ray Allen over Dwayne Wade.
No, that's not what you just said. What you just said was I agree with you.
It's a debate. Yes, I agree that it's a debate.
Oh, man. He thought he had a friend on the podcast.
What?
He look.
You I'm thought you had somebody on this show agreeing with you, but no,
that level. I agree with him
that it's a debate. I do agree with him.
I have everything he sent me right here. I just don't want to put him out there. And me
go ahead.
Go ahead. Listen, no.
Go ahead.
No. I don't care about one thing you got to understand about me. I don't care about people agree with me. Ray can tell you that because me and Ray been disagreeing since forever.
Well, you got your proof on that.
That's why I said you had otherwise. Your confidence up.
You got your confidence up. I got my proof otherwise.
You got your proof on that.
I got my proof otherwise.
You got your confidence up.
I know.
You was backpedaling. Listen,
I know.
I'm not concerned about what's being texted at 4 in the morning.
I know.
You text at 4 in the morning. Who does that?
I know.
I knew. Look, man, I never
responded. I don't do that.
I know.
I texted because I was up getting ready to do what I was going to do.
I know.
At 4 in the morning.
I know.
I never responded to any of it because I disagree. I don't think it's close. But I mean, I get what Sherman's saying about Ray Allen's athleticism, all of that stuff. But I think at the end of the day, when we compare them, I don't even care about the accolades. Defensively, they're not close defensively. I don't give a damn what we talk. They're not close. So, There's been nobody under 6'3" to block shots like Dwayne Wade ever. Nobody has done that ever.
You acting like this is where basketball understanding come in. You're not talking about on ball block shot. Anybody can block a damn shot off the ball.
I was gonna get the on ball. Too.
Anybody can block a damn shot off the ball.
If anybody can do it, then everybody can do it.
Manning up with some, because that hasn't happened since the goddamn 90s when somebody was actually manning up, because the league don't allow and they haven't allowed it in 20 years when somebody is on ball playing defense and block the damn shot. Of course, I can come across the lane and block a damn shot. Like, that's not even defense.
I wish it was that easy.
What I mean by that is, when I see a defensive player, I'm talking about a lockdown 94 feet.
And Ray Allen was that.
I'm not saying he was, but Ray Allen wasn't either. D-Wade wasn't either.
Yes.
Wasn't in the 94 feet. Scotty was. GP was. I could give you a whole bunch who was.
All I'm saying is I ain't never heard Ray Allen ever being all defensive nothing.
If you want to give him that good of a defender,
wouldn't he be nominated somewhere?
Give him defense. Give him defense. In an era, and he came along the era when there was no defense.
When was Ray drafted? 96?
96.
And yes. Dwayne Wade was drafted in 03. So you trying to tell me in that 7 years?
No, I'm saying the league was transitioning. It was transitioning. Everything goes through a transition stage.
I agree.
Now, am I saying that? And again, I'm not trying to say that they're from two different eras.
But barely.
I never denied that. Yeah. That's why I never really bought to talk about the eras in it.
I get that. All I said was,
when Ray Allen came into the league, it was when Jordan was finishing his run in 96 to 98. Then he ran up against
to the Lakers,
team who was starting their run. Then a Lakers team that
started their run. Mm-hmm.
That's all I said.
But I'm not denying
that Laker run ran to what? Then in
2001 to 04, I think 01 to 04.
No, but I'm saying, but
Ray Allen never got to play them teams when it mattered. Go ahead.
We're not talking about
01 to 04. That's when the Lakers run was.
But then you can take a couple of years off. You can take a couple of years off, but then it was Lakers again. I know for a fact, you can count on your hands how many teams have won a championship in the
NBA. Sure.
Period. In history.
For sure. But what I'm saying is that all I'm saying is I don't understand how I get what you're saying about Ray, and I think you made a good point with the three careers, because I think that's impressive. You know, a career where I dominate the ball, I show you everything I got, Then I got my middle of the career where I'm kind of just, you know, I'm the second option, blah, 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 blah. Well, really third option because Paul Pierce was probably a first. Then KG, then Ray. And then you got the latter part of your career where you just a spot up hitting threes in the corner. So if you want to talk about the Ray Allen having a better latter part of his career than Dwayne Wade, then yes, that ain't even close. I get that. I get that. He hitting shots. Well, I'm not going to say that because before Dwayne Wade bounced to Chicago, he averaged 20 that year and was second team All-NBA. But we're not going to get into that. That's unnecessary. So all I'm saying is this. I don't like the logic that you use to say that Ray Allen was better than Dwayne Wade. Because I can
I never said he's out. Better. I said, even in the meet, I said they both are great. But for Brandon yes. to act like no. for Brandon to act like that no. is dimension. For no. Brandon to act
don't,
like
don't
I said
up.
For Brandon to
don't
act
fold
like
up.
The, for
don't
Brandon
fold
to
up.
Act the, for Brandon
don't
to act like
up.
You can't mention Ray Allen
don't
with fold
up.
D Wade is bullshit. I
do
said
not
that from the
fold
and for
up.
Austin, I hope Austin said I'm lying. Austin, you're the
you're
same. Austin's the same person.
You're this show me everything I need to know.
That's sad.
This show me everything
Austin,
I need to know.
You don't need to know nothing. I'm telling you what it is.
I know an actor. I know a good
person.
Actor when I see one.
Austin,
I'm a movie
Austin
guy.
Is
I know
the same
a good
person
when I see
that
one.
That said, Ray Allen is not even on T-Mac level. But guess what, Austin?
Well, that's not true.
It ain't either. So you cancel, you're X'd out. Get the hell up out of here. But we, we thank you for coming through. Because you are actually crazy.
Austin, don't even waste your time, bro. We know what we're working with. We know what we're working with.
Yeah.
Don't even waste your time.
Oh my God. I can't even get over this. I can't even get over it. All this energy just to say, oh, I didn't say Ray Allen was better than D-Wade.
When did I ever? The whole point, again, let's go back. The whole purpose of the
discussion. Pull it up. Don't worry about it.
Was you acting like Ray Allen couldn't be in the same sentence with Dwayne Wade? You thought it was silly? You thought we shouldn't have this conversation?
Quote me on it.
That was
quote
the whole
me
thing.
On it.
It's in the
quote
text.
Me
you,
on
you,
it.
You screenshot it. It's an
quote
attack.
Me on
Ray,
it.
Ray, am I lying?
Quote me.
Ray, am I lying?
Quote me. You didn't call. You already called Ray a liar in the show.
You didn't even
want to
call
Ray a liar in the show.
Why do I gotta send
highlights? Quote me on it.
Ray, am I lying?
Quote me on it.
Ray, am I lying? Ray, am I lying?
Actor of the year.
Ray, am I lying?
Let's find Sherman movie.
What am I speaking on? What am I speaking on right now?
Am I lying?
Are you lying on what? What am I? What did you say?
Now. The whole conversation started because Brandon was acting like Ray Allen wasn't on Dwayne Wade level. He thought
listen,
it was silly.
Listen, you,
he
you're
thought the conversation was silly.
Through
he thought it wasn't close.
You're saying acting through text messages. This is what happened. And
he
I
said
will,
it wasn't close.
Whatever, Ray, when you reshare
said, why
this,
do we have
I'm going
why
to screenshot the messages.
Why
wait,
are we having
wait,
this discussion?
Sherm, you've talked enough. You've talked
look,
enough.
Look. When again, Sherm, you screen, you the, like the screenshot.
I'm going to put the screenshot
and put it. Screenshot and put it. Screenshot and put it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's not Mitch Richmond. He's
so then,
not Mitch
so,
Richmond.
So then the fans
again,
see,
Austin,
okay,
you the same
really
person that
said,
you the same person that don't think.
Actor of the year. Actor of
and
the year.
Austin's the same character.
Mitch Richmond nice.
He said,
Rock. Mitch Richmond was cold.
He was. And I'm not going there. But I just want to point out that Austin don't know what the hell he's talking about. I just want to point that out. He don't know what the hell he's
I just
talking
know,
about.
I just want
to entertain him because he said something that it's like, what are you talking about?
I just know that list,
not
is,
on T-Mac
the list
level
is off
either.
A little anyway, though. The list is off a little because it's got Reggie Miller on there. Reggie Miller is way too high. Like, Reggie Miller had probably one of the most average careers, like, not average, slightly above average careers that people have had. Like, Ray Allen was very average, man. Like, very, very, like, he had a streak of, like, 3 years where he was, like, the real deal. And then after that, bro, People don't really look. So that's when I really started to be able to pay attention to basketball. When he had his 3-year like window, like 98, 99, he started to peak up.
Let me finish. He had more than 3 years. Now I understand why y'all would say, look, Sean, you're crazy as hell if you think Reggie Miller is better than Dwayne Wade. I can understand that. I can take that and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going off the wall.
But that's what I'm saying. The list is off as it is. So George Gervin, I feel like should be higher.
He got slighted the most on that list.
That's how it all started. I said Gervin and Allen were
too far down.
That's how it all started. See, the audience don't know this.
Yeah, Jerry West is probably a little too high.
And that was my whole point. They just think I'm talking crazy, but they don't know what happened. Now y'all know.
They will know. And then they're gonna say, damn, that young boy sipping on titties in the mid-90s knew what the hell he was talking about the whole time.
But look though, I ain't even trying to shift it, but there's something I do want to address. I'm tired of y'all talking about the Bucks. I really am. Because they suck.
How do the Bucks suck?
They suck.
That's seven times you said.
Middleton sucks. Okay, he sucks. I'm tired of people acting like he sucks. Drew Holiday, I'm gonna try to give y'all the benefit of the doubt with Drew Holiday, and I'm gonna give him about 20 games, where they all playing together. And if they not like 15-5, 17-3, I don't want to talk about the Bucks ever again. I don't ever want to hear nothing about them because they're gonna get to that second round. They're gonna run into somebody that they really don't want to see, and that's just gonna be it. Then we're gonna be on the show. Y'all gonna be like, well, Giannis couldn't. Can he get over the hump? He's got blah blah blah. I'm trying to tell you what I know, but I'm tired of seeing the Bucks. Like, I'm tired. Everybody keep putting the Bucks. And I'm tired of that. Like, but then when another team get brought up, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, well, they ain't proved nothing. What if the Bucks prove? What if they prove?
I'm about to take the screenshot, but I got to save your contact name so I don't give your phone number out. So,
oh, you got to unsave it.
Yeah.
I'm not slighting Drew Holiday. All I'm saying is everybody's telling me that Drew Holiday is going to be what breaks them over to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I don't think that's the answer. I don't. I actually think, you know, they ain't been the same since they lost Malcolm Brogdon. I don't think they've recovered from that loss, and I don't think you can win a championship or get but so far with your best player and he can't shoot a jumper. Like, you got to be able to at least shoot one, hit one. So everybody get – I just felt like – because I was going to lose that because we were in depth in this argument. I'm tired of hearing about the Bucks, and I hope if they made me eat my words, maybe eat them, but it's just like I said about Toronto. They suck. They suck. I said that about Toronto, and y'all were like, nah, Face, you tripping. But am I tripping? Was I tripping?
They didn't suck. They went to seven. You respected that.
I do respect it, but it should have. I mean, if Obi don't hit some, and we don't even talk about your boy OG Anunoby. Remember how you was hyping him up a couple months ago? You remember that, right? We used to talk about OG. You remember that? Oh, OG, maybe Kawhi, blah, blah, blah. My ass. Yeah, glorified
role. I never said what you mean. You cannot quote
me
on that.
Who said baby Kawhi? Was that Brandon?
You can never quote me on that. Never, ever in your life.
No.
Who said baby Kawhi?
I told Ray that OG was not like that. And he was like, nah, he's pretty good. And
I said, he's probably good. I never said baby Kawhi, though.
One of y'all
Good. He's good to the panel. Like, if he got in the hoop chat with the panel, he's pretty damn good.
I mean, look,
in the NBA, he's okay.
I'm just telling you right now, Face, I've never said baby Kawhi.
One of y'all said something like that.
He didn't say that. I'll confirm. Like, he didn't say that.
I never said that.
Hey, I can't put no pictures in these messages.
why can't you? We all got iPhones.
What do you mean, it's all iPhones?
No, I'm talking about in the chat. I wanted to pop up in the chat. You know, I guess I can't do it because I got screenshots on how the conversation started.
You can do whatever you want. But listen,
I know.
Here's my whole point.
I know.
No, here's my whole point. When you guys talk about the guys coming up, I fall back. Because I never seen them play. Because me coaching, doing what I do, I don't get a chance to follow college. You guys probably seen them in high school. You probably seen them in college. You probably seen them their early careers in the NBA. I fall back. I don't get into that. All I'm trying to get the point across is if I seen players play in their prime, respect that. Respect it.
I
can respect it as long as you're not talking crazy.
How is it talking crazy again? Even athleticism, you can't even really say that.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's crazy. But all I'm saying I feel like the way that you was making I feel like y'all making Ray Allen and Dwayne Wade side neck and neck. I don't think they make a neck though. Like I think they probably 3 or 4 spots away from each other. Like if Dwayne Wade's 3, Ray Allen's like 7. 6.
That's all I've been saying in a nutshell. But so many things have been spoken for three, myself.
Ray Allen's like 6.
When we look at overall, and I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna leave it alone.
Overall players.
Mm-hmm. Overall skill, because it's not like Ray Allen was soft. Said this numerous times. They're both great players.
And for real.
Everybody said wrong. That. You cannot go wrong with either one.
Everybody said that.
But tell me again, what does y'all said defense? Okay, if you want to go with defense, I'll give you defense. Other than that, what do they do better than Ray Allen?
Face has literally said everything but shooting at least 10 times. He said that at least 10 times.
But again, if you saw Ray Allen playing his prime, he didn't get to the basket better than Ray Allen.
Holy mother.
He didn't. He did not. That's why I wanted the video, Ray. That's why I wanted the video. So they can see what they don't know.
So the video wasn't able to upload. I'm definitely going to post that on my Instagram page and the Facebook page just so that can be known. I had a video for Dwayne Wade too.
Post the messages? Can we post the messages as well?
I'll take Ray Allen over Wade any day, every day. I said that.
But you said give me one the whole conversation is you tried to make me disrespect Ray. No, Ray.
You tried to make me disrespect Ray. Like, come on, man. You're not Ray Allen. Be good in politics. You will be good in politics. You will be great in politics because you're good at spinning. You're right up there with Donald Trump.
And you're good at lying.
You're good at spinning.
And acting. And
you're up there with Donald Trump. You're good at spinning.
You're good at lying.
I never tried to make you disrespect nobody.
Mayor of New Jersey right here.
You're the one who came out and changed your energy talking about it up. I'm not going to say nothing about Ray. All I said was I would take Ray Allen over Wade any day, everywhere. Thank you. I'll take a bow. Thank you.
For counting and lying.
That's all I would say. I take Ray Allen over Wade any day, every day.
Okay, so Sherm has Ray Allen over D Wade any day, every day. So that from him saying that, I'm guessing that Ray Allen is number 3 top shooting guard for him. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's his list. I'm Sherm.
I don't have a list.
Brandon and Sherm. They disagree.
I'm not going to agree to disagree. We can agree to disagree, but I'm on the side of being real. You can also be on the side when keeping it real goes wrong
once you see the facts.
I've seen the facts. We all know the facts.
Yeah, okay.
Right. The panel knows the facts, but one person.
I don't care if I'm standing up.
We know you don't care.
I don't care if I'm standing
up. You're here arguing. You've been arguing for an hour and a half because you don't care.
You know what you read. I know what I see. You know what you read.
Snap it up.
We'll wrap it up.
Whoa, Austin. Hold on, Austin. Relax, bro. Relax. He said, worst take, Duncan over Bron or Ray Allen over D-Wade. Relax, big dog.
Or Sean Kemp over Bron or
Chris Jackson over Steph.
This is
some even worse.
He's talking about something
you don't know about. We ain't live to see it, though. You can have the laughs.
You can have the laughs. But anybody that know what I said, anybody that know what I said about Chris Jackson and Steph will agree. It's obvious you wasn't even born.
That's the dude that changed his name. That's the dude that changed his name.
He's better than Steph, right?
He better than Steph face.
Did I ever say he was better? All I said
he was Steph before Steph.
That's all I said.
Yeah, he was Steph before Steph.
He said he was better. All I'm trying to do is just give some insight. Come on, real quick, Brandon.
We have to start bringing up the receipts for everybody. So if he said that, I think that might have been like 4 segments ago. You find that clip.
No. That was at the very beginning.
He was at the very beginning. He wants laughs and jokes. He wants people to be on his side.
Sure, Steph before Steph. He says Steph. I remember.
I said Steph before Steph.
But here we go, though. Hold on, though. Again.
I'm a fan of Austin. I know Austin is a huge, like, I'm a fan of you, Austin.
I know Austin is a huge, you know, LeBron is the second greatest player ever, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tell this for all these viewers, for everybody saying what you got to say. Let me tell you something. Tim Duncan and LeBron finals against each other is 3-2. And I want you to think and guess who the fuck is up. I want you to understand that. And Tim Duncan sent LeBron home 4-0. Okay, then sent him to the crib 4-1. So if we really want to break it down by games, it gets real ignorant after that. So I'd be trying to let people live with LeBron and Tim. I'd be letting people live, going about my business. And I get what everybody's saying. LeBron's more versatile. He's had a longer prime. He's done blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what Tim Duncan did? He stayed at one franchise and won a championship in 4 different types of decades. Whenever you find me somebody else is doing that, then we can have an argument between him. Tim Duncan never reached out to nobody and said, hey, come play with me. Come do this. I need to go move to do that. So, Austin, you can go ahead with that. I've been letting people live with the whole Tim Duncan and LeBron. I've been letting people live, bro. But if you really know what you're looking at, and here's what I always do to people. If it's me and you comparing each other, and if I say I'm Tim Duncan or vice versa, you say you Tim Duncan and I say I'm LeBron, you can be like, I'm better than you. It's exactly what you're going to say. So don't change it now because it's 2 different dudes. Come on, man. Disrespect my dog.
It's 2-1. Don't add
3-2
on that, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. You know what it is, though. You know what's going on. Don't add more games.
It's 2-1. Don't do that. You relax now.
Oh, it was 3 times. You're right.
That concludes what we have for this segment, the Ray Allen and the D-Wade. Of course, we're going to end it off for our picks for tomorrow. You know, I think we should come back up here again this week, man, because we spent a whole lot on this. We didn't even get to talk about Blake to the Nets or nothing. Like, we was on this the whole time. But TNT
you're correct,
tomorrow.
Mark. You correct.
What'd he say?
What was last week's record?
Yeah, what was last week's record?
Yeah, what was that? Because I only lost 1 game, I think, last week.
Oh, and I went 3-1.
I went 3-1. It was 1-3 for your boy. Just relax now. Just calm down.
Who let me down last week? What team was it? Because I bet it's who I was second guessing against, and I shouldn't have picked them damn bums. I bet it's somebody I was like, eh, I'm going to go with them just to go with them. Was it the Nuggets?
No, the Nuggets didn't play on that. Oh no, Thursday, you picked the Nuggets beat the Pacers. I took the Pacers. Y'all all took the Nuggets. I'm the only one that took the Pacers.
And the Nuggets won.
Yeah, and then I took the Pelicans, and Sherm took the Pelicans, and both of y'all took the Heat.
And the Heat won. I saw that game.
The Heat won. Zion didn't play, which sucked.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Because I didn't. Yeah.
Then it was the Suns versus the Warriors. We all agreed on the Suns, and then the last game that it was the
Blazers?
No, it was the Clippers and the Wizards. No, I think it was the Celtics and the Raptors.
Yeah, no, I think I
picked. No, it was the Clippers and the Wizards, I think it was. It was one of those. I have to go back and
okay.
Just to sum it up, Brandon went undefeated. So we'll just, you know, that's what it is. Brandon won all
behind me, B.
And that's just what it is.
Emma?
No, I think, you sure? No, he's ahead of you.
He about to read the records out. He about to read them out.
Yeah. He about to read them
out. Brandon is 14-7, and then Face, you are. Oh well, I mean, Face, you're 16-8. So I mean, you have more wins, but you have more losses.
You just been there extra day. That's all it is. He's been there an extra day.
Percentage is still higher, my friend. Percentage is still higher.
Sherm took a lot of L's last week. He got one dub in him. He got two dubs in him. He got eight losses now. You feel me? Sherm is 18-8 now. And then your boy is 10-16 over here. It ain't not too good. But tomorrow, obviously today, the Mavericks played the Spurs and the Wizards played the Grizzlies, so we can't speak on those games. TNT tomorrow, Nets versus the Celtics. Blake Griffin is not playing, and Kevin Durant is not playing either. Brandon, who you got?
As much as I hate them suckers, I'm going to go with Boston. They need to win a little bit more, and – James Harden probably done been in the strip club all weekend. So I'm gonna go with Boston.
Is Kyrie playing?
Yeah, Kyrie. Yeah, they're gonna be playing. I got Boston too. Who you got, Sherm? You got the hat on. Are you taking them? Nah.
Nets. Brooklyn.
Face. Don't make the face.
I'm not making that face.
I'm just trying to. I mean, because here's the only thing I don't trust. I don't want to say I don't trust Jason Tatum. But he just, you know, either he's going to go like 14 for 22 for like 38 points, or he's going to go 7 for 28 and have 21 points.
No matter what,
so I'm going to go with the Nets.
Got the Nets. Then the game after that will be the Warriors versus the Clippers. Well, Brandon went first that time, so Sherm, you go first this time.
Clippers. Clips.
Clips. Brandon.
Clips.
I got the Clips too, and then this is the game that where I think it's going to be tough for all of us. Blazers versus the Suns. Face is you.
Is Devin Booker playing?
Devin.
Because he's hurt, right?
He was hurt, but I think he's gonna play tomorrow. I think D Booker is playing tomorrow. Yeah,
Regardless, I'm going Suns.
Brandon?
I'm going to go Suns, too.
Nah, no, you don't. You better go pick Dame Dumbass Dollar. That's who you better pick.
Say less. Portland. I'm going Portland.
Yeah, who you better pick.
Hey, you better hope your prediction right, because MVP ladder, that MVP ladder, you still know who top five?
Guess who's top five now?
Guess who's still in above Dame?
Luka. Don't give it a few more weeks.
And when that happens, if that happens, I'm going to say Luka has taken over. But until then, look, y'all mad at me because y'all want me to just flat out come out and say Dame is gonna finish. It's close.
I think there's somebody that's actually playing better than both of them.
Who?
And it's not Steph.
Steph?
Who? I think James Harden's playing better than both of them, if we're being honest.
To an extent, yeah.
Not even to an extent. They're like 9-1 the last 10 games or some shit like that, and he is leading the league in assists and still dropping 30?
Well, that's because he's just – I said that the whole time. If he made it to that team, he was going to be the one to sacrifice his scoring because he's the best passer they got. So that's why that whole argument last year when people were like, LeBron led the league.
Kevin Durant is out, and that's why he's going crazy. But, Sherm, who you got? Blazers or the
Suns? Suns. Phoenix.
You got Phoenix? Yeah, there's
more no day.
There's no
day. Better. You better.
I got the Suns tomorrow, and that's what we're rocking with on there. We're going to have to try to come back because talk about the Nets signing Blake Griffin. We have to speak on that. Maybe Andre Drummond might go to the Lakers, but I saw reports that he may go to the Nets. We'll know. We'll see what happens. Appreciate everybody coming in today. This was the first time we had a debate that stretched the whole time. Y'all can pick whoever you want. Y'all say whoever y'all got to say. I'm definitely going to show these receipts, though, and these videos because they weren't able to be posted up. Got to do that. Is there anything y'all have to say before we go and leave it at that?
Austin, you're my guy.
You already know what I'm going to say. Shout out to my dog, Tim Duncan. Respect him. Respect my dog.
You good, B? Because it looked like, you know, we up right now, Carolina. But other than that, you know.
Hey, look, Carolina up, and a wise man once told me tonight, and I lost, and I forgot all about it. You don't argue with fools for a certain reason. Someone on the outside don't know who's who. That's it.
All right, y'all, what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like who we got to say.
Thank you for the slight dig. Thank you for the slight dig. I accept it.
Well, it wasn't slight. It was direct. It was direct.
Huh?